These weeks of the third, fourth, and fifth Sundays of Lent are some of my favorite in the whole church year, because we get these beautiful readings from year A in the cycle, from the Gospel of John, where we hear last week about the Samaritan woman at the well who desires the living water, representing baptism. Next week we'll hear about the raising of Lazarus from the dead, knowing that baptism is going from death to life. And this week we get one of the most dramatic, I think, passages in all of Scripture, where we just have this back and forth and testimony here, and we can almost easily see the scene play out in our minds. It's a beautiful passage to just take and meditate on as we hear the story of the man born blind. These readings are given to us only at the Masses this year, where we have the scrutiny of the elect, those chosen for baptism. Indeed, the whole season of Lent is given to us originally as the time of preparation for baptism of the elect. And eventually the church came to see that what the elect are doing and to prepare for their baptism, we really all need that. To look at our own baptism, to recommit ourselves to our baptism, to be thankful for our own call. So this reading today is meant to show us that to be separated from God, to lack the grace of baptism, would be as to be blind. We have been blessed, those of us who have been baptized, to have been enlightened. Baptism is called the sacrament of enlightenment because it is there that we are filled with grace. It is there that we learn to see God fully. It is especially on this Sunday, where we have our elect with us for the second scrutiny, that we pray for them. They are entering into the last days of their preparation for baptism. And we know that whenever we seek to draw close to God as they are doing, all of us as Christians become soldiers of Christ, athletes of Christ, for it is a battle that we engage in. Satan and the forces of darkness do not want us to come to the light. And we know our catechumens, who do not have yet the grace of baptism, are especially susceptible in these days, that as the work of the Holy Spirit increases in them, the work of the evil spirit to get in the way also very much increases. That's why we have these special scrutinies over these last 3 weeks. Special prayers of protection, prayers of exorcism and laying on of hands to especially purify and protect them on these final days in their journey towards baptism. That should cause all of us to see just how important our baptism is. In it, we have been enlightened. But even though we receive baptism, I think it's important for us to note that we could go back to living in darkness. We can be blinded, as it were, by the values of our culture, blinded by our own habits. You see, when we're blind, sometimes, rather than having that desire to see, to correct our blindness, as happens in the gospel, it's also easy to kind of accommodate our blindness. Even people who are blind eventually can do pretty well in our world. You learn where things are at, how many steps it takes to get between here and there. You have people that help you. It's possible to live as a blind person. But it's not what God ultimately intended for most of us. We have that great witness of those who are blind, literally, in our world today. They give such a beautiful example of a joy that comes from that inner sight of God. But for those of us who are blinded by our own sinful habits, have we merely kind of learned to accommodate them rather than want to eradicate them? Have we learned how to get along? We know how to make our way through our blinded world. Jesus wants so much more than that for us. He wants us to see clearly, to walk in the light. Part of our baptism is knowing that we didn't bring it about. It's not our choice of God that we celebrate in baptism. I had a baptism yesterday of two little babies. They're just wonderful. Sometimes people wonder, well, why baptize little babies? We have such a beautiful example in our elect that are here that they choose God freely and they say, I want this. How can we baptize a little baby who can't express that desire for God? I think perhaps the little babies show us best what baptism is really all about. Baptism is not a reward for our choosing God. It's not a celebration that we have given our life to God. Rather, baptism is a celebration that God has chosen us. Apart from anything we could do to deserve it, God chooses us, and we don't exactly know why he chooses us. These elect, a word that means chosen. Electus means to be called out, to mean chosen. All of us were chosen by God. I love to look on my wall. I've got a little picture of the day that I was baptized. And there's my mom holding me over the font. And I realized, look at that picture. I couldn't do anything for myself. All I could do was scream and cry and poop and make my parents upset all the time because I waked them up. Nothing that would deserve the incredible enlightenment of baptism. And yet God chooses us in just that helpless little state. And that's exactly, I think, the point of baptism. God chooses us while we are in darkness, when we are helpless, when we are blind, and he gives us freely his gift of light. Our first reading today shows us this kind of way that God chooses. Samuel is sent to anoint the next king of Israel, and he comes to Jesse's sons, and there they all are lined up and beautiful men, and he sees one of the sons, and surely this is the one. He looks powerful and strong and to be the one to lead Israel. God says, that's not him. And he goes to each of Jesse's sons, and the Spirit says, no, Samuel, that's not him. And finally, he gets to all of them, and God has still said, it's not him. And Samuel has to ask, Jesse, do you have any other sons? And he's like, well, there is the youngest. He's just out taking care of the sheep. Notice, Jesse didn't even invite him to the choosing because, well, it can't be him. And yet David, who is out with the sheep, says, bring him. And immediately when Samuel sees him, he takes his horn of oil and dumps it all over David's head and anoints him king of Israel. Our call from God is that radical. We would think that maybe we are the last people that God would choose. Maybe we don't have any idea why he chose us versus somebody else, and yet he chooses us. That anointing on the head is exactly what our elect will receive in their baptism, and that all of us were anointed in our baptism. After baptism in the early church, when these sacraments were all done together, when you came up out of the water of being baptized, literally, the priest would take oil, pour it all over your head, and then the bishop would step forward, and with that oil running all down your head, the bishop would take, and in the oil on your forehead, would take his thumb and make the sign of the cross as a seal and say, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is confirmation. And then they would receive the Eucharist in completion. Notice that sealing with the holy oil. It calls to mind David being anointed as king. It's also reminiscent of how we are identified as chosen by God. For if you, in previous days, were to send a letter, you might take some sealing wax and drip sealing wax over the fold in the letter and then take your signet ring or your stamp and press it down into the oil, into the wax while it was still wet, and the seal would be left there. It's exactly what happens in baptism and confirmation. That oil, the bishop, the priest says, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he signs you with the cross and claims you for Jesus. So today, as we see our elect come forward and we pray for them, they need our prayers so much. As we pray for them, let us also be inspired by them. They have chosen God. They have chosen to be delivered from blindness and live in the light of Christ. May we be grateful that we too have been chosen. We are God's elect. May we all live in the light of Christ, that we who are sealed with the sign of his cross might arrive at the victory promised us in Jesus' victory, from the cross to new life. New life first given us in our baptism.